The Evolutionist Forgery, Composing an Imaginary Man from a Sow. Henry Fairfield Osborne was the head of the Department of Paleontology at New York's American Museum of Natural History. In 1922, Dr. Fairfield declared that he had found a molar tooth fossil relating to the Pliocene period. According to the allegation, this tooth possessed the common traits of both human beings and apes. This fossil that caused great debates was named Nebraska Man, and its so-called scientific name also followed: Hesperopithecus Harold Cookie. Based on this single tooth, reconstruction drawings of the skull and body of Nebraska Man were made. Furthermore, illustrations of Nebraska Man's family and their supposed natural environment were published. All these scenarios were produced from a single tooth. However, in 1927, the other components of the skull were found. This component revealed that this fossil belonged neither to a human being nor to an ape. It became evident that the tooth actually belonged to an extinct species of a wild boar called Prosthenops. Hank Hanegraaff, a science writer, explains how evolutionists produced a half-ape, half-human being out of a sow. In 1922, a tooth was discovered in Nebraska. With a little imagination, the tooth was connected to a mythical jawbone. The jawbone was connected to a skull, and the skull was connected to a skeleton, and the skeleton was given a face, features, and fur. By the time the story hit a London newspaper, not only was there a picture of Nebraska Man, but there was also a picture of Nebraska Mom. All of that from a single solitary tooth. Imagine what might have happened if a skeleton had been discovered. Perhaps a yearbook would have been published. To conclude, all the illustrations of Nebraska Man and his family were rather hastily removed from the scientific literature. Yet, this incident went down in history as an important sign of how Darwinists can make up an imaginary evolution scenario based on a single tooth.